Xavier Allureau is a PhD student from Lyon, France, who studied the effect of greater eating frequency on appetite control. What research question did you try to answer?
Basically, we were interested in understanding what is the effect of eating smaller and more frequent meals during the day compared to eating big meals during the day. And in the scientific literature, there is a discrepancy in the result for studies assessing the effect of eating frequency on health. And there is particularly a discrepancy in regarding the effect on appetite control. We were also interested in this question because the advice to eat smaller and more frequent meals is often given to people on website or health guidelines, but this advice is given despite the lack of clear scientific evidence.
How did you go about your study and with what outcome?
We ran this study with 20 normal weight young men, and what we observed is that when the subject increased their eating frequency, they declared being less hungry just before the lunch. They also presented physiological data that reflect lower physiological level of hunger. And we also observed a decrease in energy intake at lunch. We also ran the same study with obese subjects, and what we observed was a bit different because basically the level of hunger was exactly the same compared to normal weight subjects. Physiology was the same, but behavior were different. So it's quite important finding for us to understand that you can have identical physiological differences between two groups of subjects, but the behaviors are different. And the last point is related to metabolism. For these parameters, we found a potential deleterious effect of increasing eating frequency. That means that when you eat a meal, you have diet-induced thermogenesis. That means that you have an energy expenditure that is due to the meal that you have eaten. And when we compare the breakfast eaten in one intake and compared to the breakfast eaten in four intakes, we observe a decrease in diet-induced thermogenesis for the breakfast eaten in four intakes. That means a decrease in energy expenditure.
Do your findings offer a new solution for weight management?
I'm not sure that it will be a solution for obese people to lose weight, to eat more frequent meals during the day. I think it could help to better control appetite and maybe to change behaviors, but our study assessed the very short-term effect, and I strongly believe that long-term studies are needed in order to go further, and maybe more a study like an intervention study in order to see the effect in the long run.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.